Stop laughing and help us.
What kind of man are you that you can command the fish in the water?
Come with me, Peter. I'll make you a fisher of men.
We thank you, Father, for this time together. But I ask that you speak through me, Father, and I ask for understanding, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It is this message today, when I was putting it together, it's a very, I said this is very simple, but it's to me it's very simple, but very direct. In James chapter 1, verse 22. It says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. I want to call this message doing Jesus. Be doers of the word. You know, as we hear the word and you know, hear, you know, people speak on the word and everything, it's very important that you do it. And for you to do it, you have to understand it. Yeah, you know, the Bible says in all you're getting, get understanding. When you get understanding, then you're able to apply it to your life. And doing Jesus, I'm going to just, like I said, give three very simple, very basic ways that you do Jesus. There are, you know, a lot more ways, but there are three ways that I'm going to talk about today. One of the main ways to do Jesus is number one. You have to be different. Different. Now, everything about Jesus is different. You know, I mean, the way he was born, you know, born virgin birth, you know, everything he did as he walked the earth was different. And there has to be a difference between the way we live our lives and the way non-believers live their lives. There has to be a difference between our lifestyle. There has to be a difference between our thought life. Everything that we do has to be different. Now, what you have to understand in that is you have to be different, but you're not better than. You know, now, that's very important to get. You're different, but you're not better than. You know, like coworkers and family and friends. I mean, hey, you get together with your family for Christmas and everything. You know, like Pastor Paul, he touched on it last week. We are that light. And the thing about it is, as you be in that light and you're around your family and you're around your friend, you do things differently. You know, a couple of scriptures that, you know, on there. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation. Chosen. Right there, that separates you. You know, again, you're different, but you're not better than. You are a chosen. You know, I mean, you really have to make it personal. It's like if you're standing with four people, God choose you. You know, I mean, and you're special right there. He says you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. You are a chosen generation. Right now, you are different. And I'm, you know, I'm going to stress this week because, you know, like I said, we be around family and friends and talk a little bit about this later. But you handle things differently. Okay. As you give your life to the Lord and everything, you know, situations are the same. Yeah. But it's just a different way you handle it. You know, I mean, like if you came up here right now and like, let's just say you had financial problems and everything, you're like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills and this and that. You give your life to the Lord, those bills still going to be there. Amen. You know, now, that's the bottom line of that. The bills still going to be there, but you handle it different. You look at it different. You got somebody with you. Amen. You know, Jesus is right there with you. Another scripture, John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That they may have it more abundantly. More abundantly. The key thing right there is, as you live in your life, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Your situations does not dictate your relationship with God. It does not dictate your attitude, but this is something that you have to grow into. You know, I mean, as you're trying, you know, you say, I love the Lord and I really do. I care about it and this and that. But I just worry all the time. Okay, it's all right. But, you know, as time goes on, you stay in the Word, that right there, it will move and you will see your whole attitude. Everything about you will begin to change. You know, next scripture, John 13:35. By this, we all know that you are my disciples. If you have loved one another, love one another. Remember, you're different. You do things differently. I mean, at work, I'd be the first to tell you, I don't like everybody there. You know, it's point blank. You know, and if you say you like everybody at your job, then you the problem. You know, but the thing about it, what I'm saying, what I mean by that is, if you love one another, yes, the people who, you know, it's not that I don't like them, we just don't get along too well. I'll put it like that. And the key part about it is, I still know how to laugh and talk with them. You know, do my job. You know, we, like I said, we may not connect, but we still have a way to talk. And that right there, that's doing Jesus. Amen. You know, because, you know, I know when people don't like me, I know it because they may not speak to me. When they speak to me, it's very disrespectful. You know, they may, you know, come at me a crazy way. But see, but we're different. See, you know, we are doing Jesus. We are doing Jesus in everything we do. 1 Peter 1:15-16. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Holy, that means separate for divine use. Right there, Jesus said, I am holy. That means you are holy. You know, again, this is something very simple, but it's something that you take with you. You know, perfect time. Something that you take with you to your friends and your family. You are holy. Again, holy does not mean that you're better than. You know, holy does not mean that you talk down to people. Holy means that you engage, you know, no matter what the situation may be. A very familiar scripture that I didn't put it in the notes is in Matthew. And this is one that everybody knows about, when Jesus walked on the water. And it's something I want to point out in that scripture. So this is Matthew 14. Like I said, I didn't put it in there, but verse 24, I'm going to read this and talk about it. Oh, man. Yeah. Now, I apologize for this. Yeah. All right, Matthew chapter 14, verse 24. It says, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, the thing about it is, this is right after Jesus had fed 5,000. Okay, now he sent the disciples on, and he went over to pray. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Now, the disciples was in the boat already. The boat was in the middle of the sea. Now, this says in the fourth watch, that's like 6 o'clock in the morning at the fourth watch. He said, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying, it is a ghost, and they cried out for them. It is a ghost, and they cried. Now, I mean, see, like I said, Jesus is different. Y'all see how he do this now. The boat is in the middle of the water, and he just walking to them right on the water. You know, he's different. He's doing this, and, you know, you be like, that's a little different there. You know, we ain't used to nobody walking on the water. You know, that's a little strange there. Now, as he's walking out there, I mean, he's probably doing it very calmly, just, you know, like ain't nothing happening. And so then, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered and said, now, Peter is different. See, now, remember, doing Jesus, you have to be different. Peter is different. If, as you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, he's always talking. Always got something to say, you know. And now he says to Jesus, he spoke to him, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus very calmly says, come. Yeah. You know, it ain't like no, let me pray, let me say this, let me do. He just said, come. Just come. You know, now, remember, the disciples are in the boat, but only Peter says, you know, beg me to come, and Jesus says, come. He's the only one that says something. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He walked on the water. He's different. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out saying, Lord, save me. Now, let's look at this. He's walking on water. As he's walking on water, you know, he starts looking around. And then he feels the wind and everything. And so he falls in. Now, key thing about being different. When you different, it's between you and Jesus. You know now, when he fell in the water, you know, now, none of the disciples jumped in to help him out. You know, they didn't throw no rope or nothing like that out there. You know, he is sinking. He is drowning. Now, when you are doing Jesus and you are being different, you might fall. You might see, but here's the key thing. The next verse, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand. Again, not no disciple, not no rope or nothing. It says Jesus. See, when you doing Jesus, you believing Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You are believing Jesus. You have to be different. You know, now, Jesus didn't, you know, when he got there, he stretched out his hand and he said a few things to him. But the key thing I want you to get out of this is Jesus stretched his hand out. Jesus. So I'm saying, as you're doing Jesus, it's all right. You may fall. You may mess up or whatever the case may be. But Jesus is, he recognizes the things that you're doing. He, you know, when you are praying, however you pray. You know, in the morning, at night, whenever you read the word, whenever, Jesus recognizes that. You know, it is, nothing goes by him unnoticed. So, again, Jesus was the one right there that stretched his hand to Peter to bring him up. Another way that we're doing Jesus, number two, is doing Jesus being obedient. Being obedient. You know, that was something that really kind of got to me because, you know, being obedient, that sounds, you know, a little childish, you know, like when you was a child, you know, your parents said, hey, you know, you know, be obedient. But then as you learn and as you get into word, you'll learn that there is an obedience to Jesus. And the reason is Jesus was obedient. Jesus, you know, again, he was different and also he was obedient. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willing. Key thing is open. You have to be open to God, to be obedient to him, to allow him to lead you and guide. You have to be open. A lot of times God is not going to say things the way you want things said. A lot of times he ain't going to do things the way you think it should be done. But our key thing is we are obedient. We are different. We are obedient. And we'll go to Matthew chapter 26. This, I didn't put this on the thing again. I apologize. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 39. All right. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will be done. Major thing here. This is something within your heart that, you know, because this is, you know, Jesus is talking to God about going to the cross. And again, now remember, Jesus was a man no different from you, no different from me. If you pinched him, he would have said, ouch. You know, he just a man right there. Jesus is a man. He's saying, you know, allow this to go past me. You know, don't have me go to this cross. You know, I don't want to, you know, he know it's going to be painful. You know, he knows what's going into it. And he's saying, Lord, take this away from me. But he says, not as I will, but as you will. And that right there shows the obedience that Jesus had. Because, again, just like you and I, we could have said, I ain't doing that. You know, he could have easily said, I'm not doing that. I ain't nobody put no nails in me. Ain't nobody going to hit me. Ain't nobody going to. You know, let me, it's a little side note real quick. Whenever I study the cross, the one thing that always gets me is when it said they spit on it. You know what? You can call me any name. You can say anything to me. You can even hit me and I still respect. But if you spit, you know, that is the lowest of low. That is the lowest. How low they thought of Jesus to do such a thing. And he is saying right here, let this go. Don't make me go through this. You know, but he says, but not as I will. And you know, and that's that attitude right there that is very important that we need to have. Not as I will. But as see, that's doing Jesus right there. Not as I will, but as you will. You know, now, number three, the third one. This is a little weird here, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Doing Jesus, you got to be cool. You know, I tried to think of a theological word that I wanted to put here. But the only one I can is Jesus. He was just cool. He was just cool. You know, everything he did. I'm gonna explain this cool. I use that word a lot. But, you know, if we go to Mark chapter 4. You know, let's just look at how cool he is. You know, you know, I really like this right here. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Oh, here we go. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats was also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Like I say, cool. Just cool how he handled things. You know, he never got too ramped up, never got too low. Everything he did was just straight. You know, because one of the reasons why he knew who he was, you know, he knew who he was. You know, we'll say, but he was Jesus. But again, he was a man. You know, he saw things the way, you know, we see wind and, you know, like it was raining and the wind was blowing a whole lot, you know, recently and everything. You know, I'm driving a truck and I'm like, I don't want to be out in this, you know, but. Jesus is just, like I said, he was asleep. You know, and here go the thing that he said. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. Peace, be still. When you're doing Jesus, you're just cool with it. You know, because what you're saying is, I know things is going to come against me. You know what I'm saying? I know things going to come against my marriage. I know things going to come against my finances. I know things going to come against my friends. I know, you know things is going to come. But the thing is how you handle it. And being cool, here go the main thing I say about being cool is your attitude. Your attitude, how you look at stuff. You know, how you carry yourself. Being cool. Just, you know, okay, I know this is happening. But I'm good with it. You know, I never forget I talk about this a lot. When my mom passed, that was my heart. She was my mom, my sister. You know, she was my best friend, my dog. You know, she was everything. You know, and when she, you know, was battling cancer and everything, and I remember sitting next to her, you know, in the bed. She was in the bed. I was sitting next to her, and you know, and I said, Mom, you know, I really hate seeing you like this. you know, this really, really bothers me, and, you know, and everything, you know, just to see how weak you are and everything, you know. And she just, you know, lifted up her eyes and said, but I'm all right. You know, she said, but I'm all right. I was like, that's cool. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that's so cool. So real quick, this week, as you with your family, with your friends and everything, be different. Be obedient. And be cool. Thank you. Yeah.